My name is John, and my name is John, and we ain't turning right all podcast long. Whoa, we're going left and straight. Whoa, the podcast is great. Whoa, cruising around LA, picking up friends on the way. Well, John is my friend, and now you are my friend, and we're doing it up, and then we do it all again. Whoa, two Johns don't make a right.
Ooh. That actually worked, so I'm really happy. Yeah.
Good. Good for you.
Thank you. If I don't see you, have a happy holidays.
Who's she?
She sold me my first house in this neighborhood.
Is she real estate agent?
Yeah, and in the small world department, her sister plays in a band with my uncle in Petaluma.
Insane.
I'll see you later.
Good to see you. Of course.
Bye. Take care.
Bye.
Hey.
Hi, dudes.
What's up, man?
Yeah.
How's it going,
bro?
Good to see you. Long time no see.
Yeah,
how you been?
Long time no see.
Happy holidays.
See you. Happy holidays. Yeah.
Hey, guys. Safety first, huh?
Get that belt on.
Hey, safety first, December 1st.
Click it or ticket.
Yeah. Let's, we got 5-star safety rating here in the
Buzz
fart
driving
nice.
Is drunk driving.
So the fart
driving.
Man is...
Yeah. You're no stranger to the fart man.
I'm no stranger to the fart man.
I see you have a juice. We have waters. It's the first time we've provided. They're left over from Gloria's birthday party.
Thank you.
Feel free to take that water.
Yeah. If you don't want to, not take it later.
Guys, I have water.
Okay. All right.
It's not my first rodeo.
But it's going to be the bumpiest, baby.
Oh.
All right, so I'm going to roll up the windows.
Let's roll them up.
Yeah, let's roll them up and bump the
AC.
Let's
roll it up and keep it tight.
Down a little bit.
We will keep it tight.
Roll it up. Keep it
you
tight.
You want the AC on but low.
Just like a whisper.
On but low. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, or else it'll blow on the mics. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Johns Don't Make a Right. The podcast where we never turn right. We're only turning left. We're never going to turn right. People have been talking about the podcast, John.
Hmm.
I don't know if you know this. People are saying that this is the Barbenheimer of podcasts. Only we're not taking the summer box office by storm and also raising the Academy's antenna. We're touring our friends through Hollywood in a fart-filled Toyota Sienna. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's Two Johns Don't Make a Right. Our guest needs no introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, it's part two of Three Johns Don't Make a Right. We have another J-O-N John up in here. It's John Hamm.
Woo-hoo!
Johnny! Two Johns don't make a right, but three Johns make a left.
Three Johns would do whatever the hell we want.
We don't care. We just
I'll continue.
Don't even care.
Good God.
Well, what was that?
What is happening?
It's Hollywood, you guys, or as I like to call it, maybe you guys have heard this term, Holly Weird.
Mm. It is Holly Weird.
We should write that down.
We just saw a couple of total weirdos.
Total weirdos. And those ladies.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know. What are they saying about us, do you think?
Same Why deal. Is that guy craning his neck into the front? Is he, like, barking instructions? Like,
why didn't that guy go right instead of making three left turns?
Yeah.
These are all good questions.
All
and
good
maybe
questions.
They're thinking there's three Johns, so they can do
three Johns, one left each. That equals one right.
Yeah, yeah. John, we always ask this question. What is your favorite drive in L.A.? Where a lot of people say the one to Malibu or the one to Ventura. So maybe besides that one,
I don't like that drive at all because that's not my jam.
Yeah, you're not a beach guy?
No, I'm more of a hilly mountain guy. My favorite drive is the drive up to the dog park because I have really good recollections of that, and it's a fun drive from my house now. I go those windy streets, and I know all the back roads.
Yes.
And I love a twisty-turny drive.
Ooh.
And then you get right up to the dog park right underneath the Hollywood sign. You feel like you're in L.A. Your dog gets to romp and play. And
that's great.
Yeah,
it's times. A big dog park.
It's kind of a big dog park. Yeah. I don't think it's specifically a dog park.
It's not officially a dog park. But
it's more of
those
a park
are the best
park.
Dog parks when it's just like ball fields.
Yeah, when you can just be like, sorry, everybody else, my dog gets to run around.
It's been taken over by dogs in a good way.
Yes.
We go there, we get the kids there, and it's always delightful.
And the dirt isn't like 100% poop.
No.
Like, it's so dirty in those.
Well, I also find in those other dog parks, there's no grass. It's just dirt. And yeah. In this one, it's grassy and fun. And as you guys found out, you know, hey, sometimes you take your neighbor's recycling bin by mistake, but you replace it. Sorry. Hey, right Judy, back. Sorry.
Right before the podcast, we had a neighbor problem. Yeah. You guys accidentally took their blue recycling bins.
To be fair, I didn't. But it was taken. We don't need to name names.
Yeah.
Honor.
Yeah.
But I will throw my wife under the van.
My wife.
Under the van.
And I was telling Bailey in the Small World Department, your neighbor's sister plays in a band with my uncle in Petaluma.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
What's the name of the band?
Los Guachos. I think I'm saying that correctly.
Los Guachos.
I think it means old farts.
Oh, nice.
Old fart vans.
Los Guachos.
Yeah, it runs in the family.
Love that.
Johnny, Nora and I are catching up on Fargo. We just saw the episode where you show your bottom.
Yes.
Is that your bottom or a stunt bottom?
That's my real bottom.
You have a good one.
Thanks.
I hadn't seen it.
It's not like I stare at my own butt in the mirror. First of all, that's difficult.
You do.
But you got to use two mirrors, bro.
Yeah, it's good. You're gonna have to do that.
We all do it.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you should. You should check in every now and again.
I check in to see if it's dropped.
That's an exit. You can't go in there. It's an exit. It says
the arrow's pointing
right there.
The
exit
other way.
Only.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're passing the Oaks Gourmet, a classic place to get kind of like gourmet pizzas.
And single beers.
And bespoke. And
you can't drink them on the premises. Corn.
You cannot drink them on the premises, but you sure can take them over around the corner to UCB, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Right around the corner, guys. It's UTA's UCB Theater.
No, is it UTA's?
No. They were just purchased, and one of the many purchasers was UTA.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's nice, I guess.
Yeah. Right.
John, another question about that scene.
Yes.
I've seen you in a swimming pool before.
Mm-hmm.
I remember not as much, and nothing wrong, hair on your torso. Did they add some, or did you just let it all hang?
Oh, no, I think that's all me. There wasn't a lot of, first of all, you can't really have a lot of stuff going on, other than the nipple rings, which are prosthetic.
That was my lot, yeah.
Can't really have
John,
a lot of
stuff.
John,
a lot of this is going towards the direction of just being about John's body.
We've known each other a long time.
You did not pierce your nipples for this role.
No, I didn't.
No.
And you did not add hair to your...
No, I didn't. Okay. But I also did not add any fake butt.
Yeah, so, good for you,
what you
man.
See is what you get. That's the John Hamm promise.
Yeah. I always check out my butt to see if it, like, fell down. You know, so, like, when you get to a certain age, you're in the gym locker room, you see these butts that are
just laying around. On you're the like, floor. Yikes, pick it up.
Yeah, pick it up, man. Maybe plastic surgery is good.
A little lift. A little Brazilian butt lift. A BBL, they call it.
Let's all get a BBL. BBL Nation.
Do you guys have a specific route, or is it guest dependent?
No, it's guest dependent. We were wondering. We always stop somewhere.
We usually stop somewhere.
Oh, if you want
a coffee
to get
or
some
a,
sort of coffee
a
or froyo. Something like that.
Yeah.
I can't do froyo, though. A minute on the lips, but a lifetime on the hips, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Look at me. I get it.
Froyo blow you right
up. I would not show my butt on camera. Well, what are you in the mood for?
I don't know. Surprise me. How about that? I bet we make a left here, though.
Left on Hollywood.
No, he says no.
Not gonna die.
He's like George Bush the first.
Dana
He's
Carvey's like, George Bush.
I gonna die. When we had...
At
the,
this juncture.
The lovely and talented Kristen Shaw was on our podcast once, and she likes that coffee place on Hillhurst near Altheim.
Oh,
begins
the
with an
Blue
M.
Oh, Maru.
Maru, because they have a spicy coffee she likes.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't have to go there.
I don't mind. Whatever. You know, I'm always up for a new spot. I've been to the Maru. I've been to the Blue Bottle. Let's find a new spot.
Huh? Maybe we could go down Sunset. Maybe we could left on Sunset and go towards Silver Lake.
Don't give John any suggestions, because as far as I know, he will say it. No thanks.
Yeah. John.
Well, he's the boss.
Figure it out on your own. John, where have you lived in L.A.?
Well, we're going to probably go right by most of my places. You picked me up at the most recent. We passed the second most recent.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he used to live just up from
the Oaks. Right up from the Oaks.
Oh, nice.
He was in between homes. From good old our mutual friend Josh Myers. And then I lived in Hollywood over here, to the right, which we cannot go, of course, because we would have to go right.
And we're pointing at the Arby's roast beef.
Yes, I lived right in that hat. A lot of people don't know that that's a one-bedroom
walk-up. Gorgeous apartment.
Great view, because you look right down Sunset both ways, two windows.
Wow.
So that I lived there, and then I lived in Silver Lake proper, which will probably, if we continue down this here road, head on right on by. So I've lived probably within a 2 mile radius of this very spot since I moved to LA in 1995.
Cool.
And where was your first place in 95?
Maltman.
That was
Silver Lake. Okay. Yeah, that's the first place.
And then when everyone split from there, you went to this place in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yep. And then I bought the place in Catalina, and then moved up into the hills. But yeah, I've only ever lived, like I said, I'm not a beach guy, so I liked living in the hills. And everybody, all of our friends kind of lived over here.
Kind of lives here. Like, it's an outlier if you live on the west.
Are you not a beach guy, or are you not a drive to the beach guy? Like, if you were plopped at the beach, I think you'd have a fun time.
Exactly. I did not like the act of getting to the beach and then parking, and it was all just more trouble than it's worth. For example, when you and I went kayaking at the beach in Malibu that one time, mm-hmm. had the best time, but that was, you know,
we had nothing else to do.
We had the whole day.
Yes.
My wife's sister has two kids, and she talks about taking them to the beach, and it just doesn't even sound fun. It's just like there's so much stuff and parking and all that, and I'm
and
just
you
like,
get ugh. So sandy.
So sandy. It's like,
it's all about that sand. Yeah.
I think it's all about that base, but
it's all about that base.
Sometimes it's about the sand.
A classic.
Megan Trainor.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Whatever happened to her?
Whither art thou?
She keeps rocking it.
She rocks it. She's on still, a reality show.
She's still burning it down.
Hey, how about the new Target?
I love this new Target.
Yeah, they finally finished this Target.
It was only about 10 years in the making.
Well, you know, they broke some laws with how big the building is and how much parking there is and stuff. It was all under, like, that Garcetti's watch.
You can't build a building without breaking a few laws.
Yeah,
well, that's why apartment across from Arby's was empty for so long, because they broke the
same
more.
Thing.
Yeah, so that was really held up.
What laws were they breaking? Just, like,
how high the building could be? Yeah.
Yeah.
And Target
so owned two stories was too high.
Yeah, it's like not
it's
high.
It's a little bit higher.
2.5 stories.
There's also a Foot Locker. So there's a lot of businesses. So they've attracted a lot of business. And the nearest Target is only like 500 yards away. So it's good that they have this one.
The one right next to it.
Wait a minute.
It's so insane.
Where's the other one?
Highland.
Target's on Highland. Yeah.
Yeah, that's far away. Come on.
It's
we
not
needed
that
this.
Far. Yeah, we need it.
Target owns this property and this building, so that's why it was always going to get finished.
I wonder what's going to go in here.
Hopefully another Target.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I mean, I would double Target all day.
Yeah, with a bridge between the Targets?
I'm assuming that's going to be more apartments.
You would? I mean, it's... Oh, boy. I mean, you guys have all lived around here for a long time, right?
Yeah.
How about the neighborhood? Right up there when the old White Horse used to be, and now it's a fancy place, and all of these kind of upgrades are... You know, it's happening right before our eyes. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
And kind of sad. Like, I miss the White Horse.
I miss the White Horse, too.
That nice Russian bartender lady / owner.
Didn't they have, like, pickled eggs and hot dogs at that place?
Yes. Like, she was like a mom who just, like, make hot dogs for all the drunks.
Did you ever go there? And, like,
chips in a bowl. She's like, going to your friend's mom's house.
Gross.
Pickled eggs are rough and one of the most disgusting things that some people
Why did that
normal.
Become the de facto drunk fool food? Like, give me one pickled eggs.
Eat
like,
the
did you
most
need the vinegar? Like, what could make your disgusting mouth more disgusting? Other than drinking all of the time and
the worst breath you
I got
could
an
possibly
idea.
Have. The
How
thing
about
that
a
smells like
5 week old pickled egg?
Yeah. Let's pickle the thing that smells like sulfur.
Can you eat a fart? Because now you can.
You eat a fart in the fart van.
Oh, man.
Do you guys get excited when you see a car just like yours drive by? I do.
Oh, is that a CNN?
Do you ever give them a beep?
I do.
Oh, I like that.
And I've done this. Like, I point back and forth, and then they look at me like I'm insane.
I've done that, but only when it's the exact version of my car.
Right. It has to be same color.
Same color, same thing, and I give them a beep, and I give them a holler.
I wave at people who have my car. I do, yeah. Hey, what's up? And they always wave back.
By the way, I didn't know this, but apparently that was like a Jeep thing. Like, people that... drove Jeeps would always give each other the thing, the high sign.
Wave. Oh, wow.
And that became like a selling point for Jeep. They were like the Jeep Wave.
It's a community.
Thing. And it was like a community thing. I had no idea.
Wow.
Motorcyclists do it too. They do like a cool little like two-finger down low. Like,
oh, yeah.
We're risking our lives.
I've had a couple of motorcycles over my life.
We're
boats
too, we're
boat
too
people
loud.
Do that too. Like
skateboarders probably too. This lady
yikes.
Does.
Oh my God.
Yikes.
A lot.
Darth Vader without the mask on.
That was Tracy Morgan us. In the now deleted scene where he tried to be a white person.
Wow.
In 30 Rock.
Just a rough person just walked across the street, ladies
covered
and gentlemen.
Apparently covered in chalk.
Yeah, covered in chalk and...
Something bad happened.
Again, Holly Weird. I think we're back to there.
Holly Weird.
And here we go to one of the staples. Hasn't ever been gentrified out. Zanku Chicken.
Chicks.
Seriously, great place there.
Yeah, it's right across from the Hollywood Dialysis Center, for those of you keeping score.
And yeah, so you get dialysis,
get
head
blood,
across the street.
Get your
to
blood
Zanku.
Completely changed out, and then yeah. Go load up on some protein and garlic.
Yeah, get the blood of a 24
I don't think that's going anywhere.
No. Zanku?
Zanku? No, that's...
The car wash is now a weed stand.
Whoa, it's a weed pyramid. I didn't realize that. It's like a pyramid
that
of weed.
That feels... Wasn't there another car wash that was that shape a little further down Sunset? Like
yeah, near the Director's Guild thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
the Paley Festival was.
It's like a Luxor, but it's a car wash. This guy, you know, what are you going to do poking your nose of your car out? When
it's a curious
just like,
call. It's epidemic in Hollywood.
Yeah, it's
people
just
trying to. It's like you know. It's almost like a metaphorical thing of people trying to get into the business. If you know what I'm saying, they just stick their nose in there and see what happens.
Yeah, everyone's got a script, man.
Brother,
sticking your nose out. Jeez.
And now we've got both sides of Sunset are covered with self-help. We have Kaiser Permanente, mm-hmm. more of a scientific approach, and then Scientology, more of a
ironic. Yeah.
Ironically, scientific approach.
More fun science.
Fun science. Yeah,
like slavery and rape and
yeah, kind of
like
makes the upsie stuff.
But they all wear blue, so it's kind of nice. Scrubs
and their
and
leader was a
doves.
Goof and kind of a fuck off and a fun guy. That was. Ladies and gentlemen,
Kaiser
L. Ron. I'm talking about Mr. Sorry. Kaiser Permanente.
Got a street named after him. Here we are, crossing L. Ron Hubbard Way right now.
Yep. The best.
Hubway.
Do you think he's related to Chuba Hubbard on the Panthers?
On the Carolina Panthers? Maybe.
Probably, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Give a shout out.
I'll ask Jeeves.
Do they have a college, Scientology?
They should.
Scientology College?
Well, they have the C-Lab or whatever that's called.
C-Lab.
Down in Riverside. C-Lab where they'll take people the and enslave them.
Wait, C-Lab in Riverside? So it's not on the sea? Because they do a lot of nautical things.
I believe
for as much imagery as Scientology has that's nautical in nature, they're not really based on the water a lot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they have a lot of real estate. You'd think they'd just sell it all and buy up some coastline.
They cleaned up in the 90s, man, when every building was cheap in Hollywood.
Down
they
here, they
everything.
Bought a lot of buildings.
Everything.
Yeah. It was a wise move, and then they won that big court case to where they don't have to pay taxes anymore either, which is also nice.
That's right, yeah.
Because they're a church.
I saw that. There's a...
Wink.
Yeah. Guys, let's start a church.
Let's do it.
Seriously.
We need to start an LL. We need to
Three Johns don't start a church.
Yeah. Three Johns Church. Three Johns is the LLC, and then you turn it into
just
a church.
Somehow make a cross or something out of three J's, which you could totally do.
Yeah. Go to ChatGPT, be like, write me a Bible.
Chatty Jeeps, that's what I call
Chatty
it.
Chatty Jeeps.
We're about to pass the Vista Theater, which I believe is now reopened under Tarantino's steward.
Speaking of more apartments, I think they're putting more apartments on top of that, huh?
On top of the Vista,
yeah.
Really?
Like they're going to build up?
I guess. That's what I heard.
That's insane.
Why would Tarantino do that?
Tarantino doesn't have the rights to the
I don't think he has those rights. Top? I think he just has the... Because it looks, if you look at it from this angle, it's the Vista's there and then it kind of goes back. But then that little, where the vacuum cleaner store and all that stuff,
good luck
wraps around it.
And so he doesn't have that stuff.
No, I think that's different.
Damn.
Because that was a good bar.
It was a good bar.
Great bar. Beautiful, yeah. The Vista Theater, have you guys been there so far?
Not since it's opened.
Not since
I haven't
it's
either. Yeah, it's exciting.
I loved it before. I'm sure it's even better now.
Well, especially for taller gentlemen.
Yes.
Because they had the every other row was removed, so you had plenty of leg room.
Right.
Like Marilyn Manson's rib.
Just like the Marilyn
exactly
Manson's
exactly the
rib.
Same.
And you like to suck your own dick at the Vista, right?
Well, who doesn't?
Yeah.
There was a great Clickhole article that's very old, but my wife just showed it to me. Where it was like, Marilyn Manson clears up rumors that he, like, removed ribs so he could blow himself. He removed all of his ribs, so it was easier for him to flop over and blow someone else.
Oh, my God.
What was the Clickhole article?
Oh, Brian,
you silly goose. I feel like if you can't blow yourself with all your ribs...
Then it's not meant
like,
to be.
Is removing one going to help? How does that help?
Even? Also, if you're going to remove one, as John said, might as well take them all.
Yeah, get them all out.
So Napoleon's playing there. Okay.
Lose some weight.
I saw Napoleon last night.
How was it?
It is such a weird movie.
It looks weird.
I really loved it in a certain way because it's like... ultra expensive Ridley Scott crazy period like battle scenes like uh-huh. beautiful super lush and then like Joaquin Phoenix is like a total just shithead he's very like current in it like uh-huh. he's not trying to do like a
sort of like he was in Gladiator sort of
no he's like doing a very plain American accent uh-huh. He's like doing almost kind of like a parody of... He's like...
Yeah, what? I'm
playing
Napoleon.
Against the movie. And it's kind of this story of like... of Napoleon's insecurity as this kind of... They make Joaquin kind of this petty, almost modern like guy who's like, oh, these British think they're so great because they have these boats, you know, and like saying weird stuff like that that's not period feeling at all. Who, but everything else is very stodgy and
who
period.
Who wrote it? Do you know?
I don't know who wrote it. Yeah. But it's definitely weird. It's worth checking out, I think.
I took a picture of those white palm trees. That was part of an art installation. There was a white rundown hotel that they painted white.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And now
that's gone.
Yeah.
When did that go?
Yeah.
Recently.
Oh, that was that one, weird little motel, right?
It looked...
And that was condemned, right?
It was condemned.
Fully,
yes.
But it was very sort of architecturally cool.
It looked like Art Deco-y kind of.
Art Deco, yeah, I remember that one. I was wondering what they were going to do. All these rumors what they were going to do with it, but yeah.
Crazy that those trees are still painted white.
Who does?
Robin Weiss.
Ah.
Former writer for Mad Men. Shout out to Mad Men, if you don't mind.
Shout out to Mad Men.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about Mad
Men. Why were they so mad?
Nobody knows. And, you know, I'll tell you. Listen, John. You want the real dope?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want the inside dope?
Please.
Yeah.
It wasn't about them being mad at all.
Really?
Just short for Madison.
About friendship?
Just short for Madison Avenue.
Oh.
Whoa.
How about that?
When did you figure that part out? Because I figured it out after the show is over.
it's on a crawl on a title card at the very beginning of the show. So I got it very early. It wasn't even page one of the script. It was like a cover of the script. So I knew it early. And if sharp-eyed viewers were paying attention from the beginning, they would know it early. But you know what?
Well.
Also, fun fact, you wrote lyrics to the theme song that they rejected.
Yes, I did.
You want to sing it?
Mad men.
Yeah.
John Hamm. And that's, I don't know why they didn't use
what
it.
What about
I
the other like, people in the cast?
No, they weren't cast yet. It was just me. So I was like, well, hello.
Wow.
Thank you.
Well, every theme song has lyrics to it. So, I mean,
The thing that always blows me away, too, is that a lot of theme songs have second verses.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy.
Yeah. Well, and I think the, what's the one I'm thinking of?
The Munsters?
Cheers. It has like a whole like second verse where you're like, wait, what?
Right, right. And it's so like, it makes an ASCAP thing happen so that the writer can make money, I think.
Maybe that's it. And some, there's,
like
you know.
Like MASH song?
MASH was a big one.
Yeah.
But I remember in the good old days that some of those TV theme songs were hits, like legit hits.
Oh, yeah.
The Greatest American Hero.
Welcome Back, Cotter
was a huge hit.
That'd be played on the radio. Yeah,
like on the radio. That's what I mean.
Did we pass Maltman yet?
Not yet, buddy.
I'm going to turn left on it.
You should.
What do you think about that?
Good old Sunset Junction.
You know, they
still have the festival?
I
don't think so.
They might have stopped doing that
COVID,
over COVID.
COVID did it.
All in the Family, too. We should
why
remix.
The whitey, whitey, wow.
That was huge. It was big on the Hot 100.
Did they play that on Hot 100?
I think Dr. Dre did a remix.
Oh, did he?
The days.
A lot of
Gene Stapleton, shout out.
Shout out to Gene. Funny.
Yeah.
Killer.
I love every one of the Beastie Boys and the band, man. But Ad Rock sounded so much like Edith Bunker in a lot of those songs.
Yeah. All these fly skimmers are on my jet.
Oh, boy. Watching.
Don't say it to be mean. I love it all.
What you want?
Wow, that's funny, dude. That's so
breakthrough.
True. Oh, my God.
Hey, a Shake Shack.
Shout out to the Beastie Boys. We're passing Rough there. Trade, where you can buy used jock straps.
I mean, Rough Trade, I got to say, has been there. No, it's like three up.
Three.
Rough Trade's still there, where you can buy your Hollywood Leather Daddy gear.
Was that there when you lived here?
It was. I remember the old Sunset Junction festival when none of this was here. There certainly was no poodoo. If you know what I'm saying.
These used to be like since 1894, stores. So I don't know who to believe.
I mean,
these were thrift stores until
these were all
kind of
rundown thrift stores, tchotchke shops.
Now they're pudding makers.
And Garrett
very expensive
Light.
Furniture stores.
Yeah.
Garrett Light is an optician. Headgum is something.
Oh, Headgum Media. That's a podcast company.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother.
That's what the world needs. Another podcast company.
Exactly.
Yeah.
DIY, Three Johns baby. Podcast.
But yeah, this, back in the old days, the mixture of this neighborhood was always the sort of the gay community and the rockers and then the Latin community. So it was, the Sunset Junction was always a very interesting case of people watching, so I'm sure it's
it was affordable.
Yeah, it was also affordable. It's why I lived here.
Yeah, it's like all these stalwart like businesses that lasted for super long time are just replaced by like 9 businesses in a row. Like they all just
they can't
filter
make it
through so many fucking businesses in like 5 years.
I wonder if the 99-cent store is still here, because that one that used to be a Latin grocery store for the longest time, and then it turned into a 99-cent store, and then this yummy.com was a Mexican bakery, and that is now turned into a yummy.com. So, yep, 99-cent store is still there.
Is yummy.com like a successful thing? I just can't.
Hey, you're talking about it.
I guess we're talking about it, and it's still there, so it's got to be somewhere.
The bakery's still there, the United Bread and Pastry.
Well, good.
This is good old Maltman. Good old Maltman.
I don't remember it being this far down, but here it is.
Buddy, they didn't move it.
We got to look into it.
We got a poster for Next Goal Wins, Taika Waititi's new movie.
Or as I call him, Tickle Waititi.
Tickle Waititi.
It's hard to see.
My boobies.
You got it. Go.
I don't know what that guy was going to do.
No, he's meant to.
We got Buck. We're passing Buck Mason, where I buy my cool t-shirts.
Oh, I've got a Buck Mason t-shirt, too.
Yeah, I've got a Buck Mason on.
So this is where I first lived. This street right here. I used to walk down to the end of it, catch the bus, head on into Hollywood. I used to live right in this house, as John can testify to, right there.
Take a picture of it.
Get a pic.
Look
that's
at that.
That's a nice house. That was your first place?
That was my first spot.
It's so nice.
Wow. It looked pretty nice, although there was just lawn. It wasn't like scrubby plants and stuff. And there
I
was
remember
a
the
porch
peeling
swing,
paint.
Which they took out.
How gentrified, or how did it feel here in 1995? Like, it was...
The block didn't change much. It was all a lot more older folks, I would imagine.
Right. What happened to them?
Well, I don't know. Well, let's see. This house right here on the corner, my friend now owns.
Who?
Mike Uppendahl, former director of Mad Men and TV director in his own right. That's his spot. And it used to be owned by one of the waitresses at the Red Lion.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Back in the old days.
I haven't been there in a while.
I know. We should go.
We should go
to the Red Lion.
And then, this was where all our friends kind of lived around in this neighborhood. Beautiful view. Look at this
view.
Yeah.
you know, 270-degree vista.
It's gorgeous.
A friend of the podcast, Karen Kilgariff, used to live around here, too. I remember this
Karen view. Kilgariff. We got to have Karen on. We got to have Karen Kilgariff.
If she'll have... Yeah, if she'll do it.
If she'll do it. She has her own driving.
Woo! Steep, steep.
Whoa, this is steep as hell.
Down this road, too, was the old, I think, one of the old Charlie Chaplin studios down
here
in the corner where good old...
fudge was made.
Well, that's around the corner. Yeah. Fudge is made.
Here's a little fact that most people don't agree with. I think Charlie Chaplin sucks. I don't like him.
Why not?
I don't know. There's something about his stuff where
it's
I'm
too
just
precious.
Like... Yeah, maybe it's just his whole vibe.
You like, why don't you open your mouth and talk a little? Because
yeah,
they didn't
I was
have
like,
that technology.
I was
back
like,
then.
Start blabbering, man.
Was it the Hitler mustache?
I was a Laurel and Hardy guy. I always thought Charlie Chaplin
sucked.
So
you weren't anti-silence.
And look, all this stuff I'd say to his face.
Well, you'll get a chance.
You'll get a chance to when we pass
when
his,
I go to
one
hell.
Of his many homes.
When you go to hell.
Well, he was, you know, the other, what was the other, like Harold Lloyd, there were a couple of
Harold
those.
Harold Lloyd, not my favorite either, but I get that he was like a super pioneer, yeah.
You just hate any other performer.
I know, jeez.
No, I like Buster Keaton, and,
I'm jealous of I like Buster Rhymes, if you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
Hey, yeah. Speaking of.
I like Bustin' Rhymes.
I don't know what we're speaking of.
We're John, going across Sunset.
We're
looking for a place
coffee
to
places left and
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah, we can go to,
there?
Yeah,
La Colombe.
A couple of parking places on the left, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. Oh, yeah. I'm going to find a place to do a safe turnaround because we're on a hill. Might have to go to the next street.
Or we could just keep going.
Or we just
you know,
keep
this,
going.
Let's just keep going.
Let's keep going. We'll
Who
stop
knows?
Somewhere else.
Doesn't you know what? The universe will guide us.
We could go to Squirrel and get some of that moldy jam.
Moldy jam. Moldy jam. Moldy jam.
They had that moldy jam problem.
They did have a big moldy jam scam.
They had a jam scam.
And they rebounded so quickly.
By the way, moldy jam scam feels like something that the Chili Peppers would put in Californication too.
Yes. Moldy jam scam.
Well, you heard his.
Yes, I did. Of course.
Tamaloo.
Can't run away from a moldy jam scam.
Right, I'm gonna go back
squirrely
to that.
Squirrely world.
For a couple of reasons.
With my avocado toast now.
Why are all these people coming? Right now?
I know. It's almost like you manifested them. That was very weird.
Wow.
I had a quick, easy U-turn on all these
Now this.
Oh, John Hamm, I wanted to say,
wow,
sorry.
This is a tight turning radius.
This
is beautiful.
This fart van is tight.
Yes.
I'm sorry to compliment you, but I wanted to say you stole the movie Top Gun Maverick.
Great.
You were so great in it.
Well, I was very familiar with getting to and from the danger zone, so I was like,
right.
Guys, follow me.
And that highway, like...
There's an on-ramp right over here. And we take the highway.
Well, going to Christmas, a lot of us are going to be taking the highway to the manger zone.
Hello!
any Christmas plans? Or
That's the best way ever.
Avoiding that
Sorry,
pun.
I wanted to get out of the compliment zone. No, but I thought you were so great, and you outshone even the SR-72. You outshone all the planes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
It's just F-18.
Oh, right. Did you get to fly in a plane was my
no,
question.
No, okay. I didn't.
All right.
But, boy,
Howdy.
Was it really cool to be around all that stuff.
Yeah.
Man, it's just so neat. Like, I did get to go on the actual aircraft carrier.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
And you just have no concept of the scope of those things until you're on it and up close and personal with it. And it's just... Amazing. It's just,
yeah.
You can't even understand it. It doesn't make any sense, but it was really neat to see all of those things really in action up close. I did get to fly the simulator, which was pretty cool.
Oh, man.
And land on an aircraft carrier.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
You got it?
I'll
okay,
it.
Can you
I
open the child safety?
I can.
Let's make a difference, everybody.
Whoa, that guy's going too fast. He's honking. Over here by myself crossing the street. I left both Johns on the other side. Here they come now. They're about to get hit by a car.
Yeah.
They're safe.
Two cuties.
I was getting on it.
Yeah.
wedding announcements printed.
Oh, are you getting married?
We already got married.
Oh, congrats.
And I did it.
And he did it.
What? That's awesome. Did you do the minister?
I'm the officiant. That's my official title. Wait a minute, is this a coffee house?
Yeah, we
can
go in here.
Yeah,
we
go down there.
Yeah. Anyway, I saw, we were there at the place. I was like, hey. And it was Nick Kroll's baby's wedding.
Oh, really?
So,
oh.
Nice.
They have all kinds of.
Maybe, but what do you guys want?
I'm just going to get a black coffee. This is on us, by the way.
Yeah, this is on Two Johns.
This is on the corporate Two Johns card. A real Chobani.
Want some merch? Some,
If I just start grabbing everything.
Oh, we're at La Colombe Coffee.
I'm gonna get this instead of a coffee, maybe.
Oh, that's a
or both.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Get this, that, a black coffee, and two black coffees.
Three small black coffees, please.
Sure.
Small.
Do you want medium or dark roast?
Medium.
It's the afternoon, you can.
Medium,
please. Yeah.
Just small, right?
Yes, please. You want that weird green cookie?
No, I do not.
Do you mind if we take a pic?
Of the cookie?
Yeah, no, of us.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Would you mind taking a picture of us?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Awesome.
Do you want it from here or?
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
And you guys are all
set. Right.
That angle
because
the sun is here.
I think it's good.
Everybody knows who's in this.
We should take another one. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, terrible.
She's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sorry to bug. We appreciate it. Yeah.
That's why I was like, this lighting is not the best.
All right.
Hey. Just black on all the coffee?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Been there and done that.
Hey, do you mind the t-shirt?
Yeah, thank you so much.
What's your name?
My name's Valerie.
I'm John, too. We're all Johns.
All Johns?
Yeah, we're all Johns.
That's a coincidence. Here, let me face this
right.
Way.
Yep.
And then you guys.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
You guys are old Johns, I'm a John as well.
You're a John as well? Want to get in this pic?
Get in it.
This guy's a John. Hey, Angelica, come here. You want to get in this?
Old John.
All right, cool. This is great. All right, come on in.
I do rarely meet John, so I'm happy to be here.
I'm reading that book.
It's good so far. It's juicy.
Awesome.
All right.
I do.
You get in it?
Do you know Scott Jacobson?
I can get in it.
Who else Scott Jacobson?
I've worked with his wife on some music.
Amazing.
I was just hanging out with him.
And you see Scott telling me so, John.
Angelica, can you take, would you mind taking one over? Yeah. Come on in.
Okay.
Right
off.
Come on in.
I just
really cool. All right. Okay.
Awesome.
Thanks so much.
You guys want one, another one, just the three of you, or?
Nah. Oh, no, all good.
All
thanks.
Good. Awesome.
We're all about the people.
Shame on you for muscling your way into that picture. Shame on you, sir.
I had the drone in my head.
I love it. Just kidding. Bye.
Bye.
See you soon. Yep. Awesome. Oh, my God, we forgot our juices. Almost forgot my ginger greens, guys. All right.
That was fun. That was fun.
Oh, nice guy. Yeah.
No, but he knows Scott Jacobson.
Aren't you glad you made that U-turn?
I'm so glad.
I love Scott Jacobson, and a big shout out to Scott Jacobson. While we're shouting people out, shout out Harry Wolner,
Mandzukas,
Jason Mandzukas, and someone who's been begging us for a shout out shamelessly, Max Silvestri is a huge fan of the show. And then my brother Matt Daly, who's a horror for these shout outs.
And all of our
fuck
fans,
you. all our fans, yes. All globally.
How about all the service members and first responders, you guys. I mean, come on.
Yeah, let's give it up for the people that are the infrastructure.
No.
John says no. Yeah. Yeah, John's on this kind of anarchist kick.
Matt Ballard.
And Matt Ballard. Oh, you know Matt Ballard. Yeah, Matt Ballard. Huge shout out. We walked around Central Park recently. Thanks so much.
Look at that.
beautiful.
Wow. Fart fan, actually.
No, I gotta say, John, I'm impressed by not only the tremendous utility of this vehicle, but the fact that it does not smell like old food and disgusting children stink.
Yes.
Well, they don't really get to eat in here. And I did give it a little wipe down.
A once over?
You know, like, we've known each other a long time, so I didn't feel like I had to roll out the red carpet, but I did want to get all the beard hair trimmings off the dash.
You roll out the brown carpet.
Yeah. Do you trim your beard in here?
I do. I have nose hair clippers in here, but they also trim beard hairs real well, so whenever I'm at a stoplight, I just give it a little...
Good for you. You know what I like? I like a multitasker. Now, does this red light mean we're going?
That should be...
We're in good shape?
Yeah, okay. We're in good shape.
Yeah, it's moving. Numbers are moving.
Numbers are moving.
Oh, this looks like a place to make a left turn, am I right?
Yeah.
Boom!
You're left.
Sunset Boulevard, one of the most famous streets in L.A.
They call it the River of Dreams.
Going by Intelligentsia Coffee, where the coffees used to be insanely expensive, and I bet they're $11.
They have to be double digits.
I just want to see how much they are, yeah. $10 coffee.
I'm glad we didn't go there. I will say that. I used to go there on my way to work every morning when I was working at Mad Men because it was on the way. And even at 6 o'clock in the morning, it took them an obscenely long time to make a coffee.
Yeah.
Well, that place we just went, what's it called?
La Colombe.
La Bohème.
La Colombe, yeah. French for the dove.
It's wonderful.
And La Colombe is great. And
I don't know if you guys remember this, though. This one on the corner here, I don't know what it is now.
4100.
Not 4100, not Jiffy Lube. But this corner right here,
yeah,
right across from the thing. That
Sandmore.
Little place there. Used to be, and that says Hawk something or something, whatever it is. Used to be a conversion place for engines that you could get your diesel engine converted into a biodiesel thing. I don't know whoever... that was what Silver Lake used to be, those kinds of places.
Right.
Very specific clientele.
You'd run a French fry grease.
Toxic runoff.
But it did smell like... that corner always smelled like French fries, which was very kind of a fun little moment.
I love it.
You can still do that, right? Yeah, you get a biodiesel and you go to back up your truck to a McDonald's or whatever. And
this place, Solutions, has been there for as long as I have.
Wow.
Audio, video, speaker repairs.
That's a classic S.
Solush.
Yeah.
Solush.
We got Akbar.
Akbar been here a long time. That was a kind of a dealer's choice place. It was like, maybe it's a gay bar, maybe not.
I think
kinda
it is.
It's very much a gay bar now, yeah.
Only? Because I always thought they were like, sometimes it was and sometimes it wasn't.
They're a very accepting people.
Kind of like you, John. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Any way the wind blows.
Look, nobody knows who we're talking, which John we're talking about.
Yeah, it depends on the
night.
Kind of
like you, John.
Who knows what happens in the dark? And who cares?
Hey, at night, all the cats are gray. You know what I mean?
And there's no shame. And there's no secrets, right, John?
Oh,
there's secrets. There's no shame.
There's
no
dirty secrets.
Dirty secrets.
A Ridley Scott film, Napoleon.
Dirty secrets.
But like, all these new apartments.
Guys, May, December.
The Eleanor. Eleanor used to be a Ford dealership.
Yes.
No longer.
And we got a Mendocino Farms.
This is one of my favorite things to do in Los Angeles. It's called the What Did That Used to Be?
Yeah, and it's getting easier and easier.
Cheetahs used to be Cheetahs.
Cheetahs has always been Cheetahs.
That's right.
Let's give it, you know what? Let's take a pic of Cheetahs real quick. We just given it a proper shout out.
You can make a left.
Pass it a lot. Boom.
I gotta be honest. I went there a few times. I was always more of a Jumbo's Clown Room fella.
Oh, yeah. Cheetahs is a strip club, everybody.
By the way, yes.
I feel like it's not a strip club. Like, they didn't get naked.
Yeah, it was. It's like, is it even topless?
It's burlesque. No.
Yeah.
It never was.
Jumbo's is not naked.
I feel like it was burlesque. Topless.
But Jumbo's was topless at one point.
Cheetahs is definitely topless.
Right.
But
now I'm ashamed.
Well,
just kidding. It was the 90s. We
to
all
be fair,
topless.
This car wash is also topless, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Topless car wash. Would you dry your car with...
shammy?
My car with your tits, please?
Oh, yeah. Titty shammy.
Will you shammy my car with your breasts?
the other place that I'm still amazed is here, and maybe it's not here anymore, but we'll see. There used to be an H Salt Fish and Chips
up here. Yes, right up here. It's no longer...
No longer?
It's no longer, but it's still a fish and chip place. So, like, they just got rid of...
They just changed the signage.
Like, leave us out of this.
Wow.
Stop.
The gravity of a fish... Just a fish and chips.
Harvey Salt.
Yeah.
It's called Sea Salt Fish and Chips.
Wait, H Salt. It says H Salt on top.
It does?
Yeah. H Salt Fish and Chips. I think it stayed.
Oh, on the big thing.
Yeah, on the big sign.
Okay.
Do you know what that is? Sign that they kept or something.
H Salt Fish and Chips was like a big thing.
A chain from the 70s. Yeah, it was a fish. It was in the Midwest. It turned into Captain D's.
Just like you had Hardee's.
It was the off-brand Long John Silver's.
Yeah.
This is all new.
I love it. God's name is this.
People live there. And like, and is this it's expensive.
Is that apartments over here?
Yeah. And is this used to be the Center for Inquiry or something? Or?
Yeah, that's what the Steve Allen Theater.
Oh, no longer. Now yeah, it's part of Kaiser.
Whoa, R.I.P. Steve Allen. I didn't know they got rid of that. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
The Steve. I did a few shows with the Steve.
Yeah, Ron Lynch.
The Midnight Show.
That's right. And he still does it, but it's
Ron
somewhere
Lynch,
else now.
Brendan Small. That was a great show.
We saw the
Ron Lynch rules.
We saw the film festival there, correct, John?
Yes.
Did you almost fight?
There was a time of John and I's our friendship where he was between jobs. You were just kind of in a dark place.
Is this like
Bush was president? Just to put everything
early
in perspective.
Aughts kind of early vibe aughts, or, yeah,
late '90s, early aughts.
Yeah,
and we were just out one night, and like we saw
I saw a band.
We saw the Upper Crust where.
Oh, I was in their pilot, the Upper Crust. Are you serious?
Yeah, we saw them.
I was in their pilot.
They were great.
They're nice guys.
For those of you who don't know who that is, take a deep dive.
Just Google the Upper Crust.
Upper Crust band.
Yeah. Oh my God,
they
played their butler.
Hard rock music. But all the songs are about like being like posh British people.
17th century restoration.
And they're wearing like wigs
costumes.
And yeah, all the stuff. And they have songs like I'm Finished with Finishing School. Anyway, they're great. But Ham gently complained to the sound mixer that the mix wasn't great, and they got in a huge
fight. Part of their draw is that their lyrics are funny.
Hilarious.
And that's, you know, they make kind of jokey songs. So my thing was like, you can't, whatever, the mix is off, you can't hear the lead singer. And he, first of all, was a great lead singer, but you couldn't hear him. And so I went to the sound guy, and I was like, hey, man, can you bump up the vocals? You can't hear the guy's thing. It was a space
He's literally delivering jokes through his song.
Jokes, yeah. So it's like, it might be helpful.
So pissy, like he wanted to fight you.
He was not happy that I had a note on the sound.
Oh, my God.
And got in my face and really, and I was as shocked as you can imagine. I was like, I did not intend this to be a...
I love a sound guy fight. This is amazing.
So then we left.
Punishable offense.
You're basically saying you're incompetent.
No, remember he went and got the manager and tried to get me kicked out, and the manager was like...
I was outside. And
he said to the guy, like, come on, dude, what is your problem?
Yeah.
To the other guy, not to me. I was like,
the manager took your side.
Yes,
side
immediately. Of it wasn't... He was just like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Sound guy's not famous.
Notoriously not bitter.
And then
exactly,
we went to,
it was very on brand for a sound
just
guy.
Threw hands for like, hey man, can you turn the vocals down?
And then we went to the Steve Allen Theater. And by the way, we've had a couple of pops along the way.
I think we had a stop in between too. Did we not?
I believe we did. I believe we did three things that night. But the last one was
the Steve Allen Theater for the midnight show.
Yeah. And Ham, you know, again, we both have, you know, just a nice little buzz going. Nothing crazy. And Ham thought it would be funny to just go stand right in front of a young lady next to her boyfriend and, like, pretend he was going to watch the show that way, just, like, blocking her view. And there was, like, what the fuck? Come on, man. And I was like, oh, God, we're definitely going to get in a fight.
Totally justified, by the way, to be like, what the fuck?
Yes, like, they didn't know he was doing a bit.
Right, right.
I did, but I...
Well, also, I thought the funny part would be that not only am I relatively tall, but my friend is comically tall.
Yes.
And there would be... no way that somebody wouldn't know at a comedy show that we were doing a little bit of a funny thing standing ridiculously close to them in front of them.
Come on, we're all down for bits, right?
And again, the guy did not think it was funny remotely.
No.
Wow.
Narrowly escaped another. But
how many fist fights have you guys been in your lives?
Together?
No, just like individually.
I want to say I've been in about three or four, but all of them, with the exception of the one that we were in together, were before, well before my time out here.
So right,
in my early 20s, college kind of ridiculousness.
Right.
We helped break up a fist fight.
That was the one that I'm speaking of.
Oh, my God.
He and I.
We were at the Birds restaurant.
The local standby Birds.
And, shout out to Birds.
And, yeah, the bartender... was kind of jawing with the customer at the bar, and we thought they were...
Again, I assumed it was a bit.
Yes.
We were like, oh, this is must be something they've got a little shorthand. They think something going on funny. Ha ha.
Right. And so then the customer throws his drink.
I thought he picked up something off the bar and threw it at him.
I thought it was a full, like.
Maybe
like,
it was his own drink.
One of those, like, rock, those heavy rocks glasses. Yeah. And, like, threw it at the bartender.
Missed him, but hit the bottles behind the bartender.
And then the bartender just sprung into action like a frog that's, like, leaped over the bar.
One, two steps over the bar.
And,
like,
and they just start rolling on the floor fighting.
Oh, and we were literally right next to the guy that threw it. And we're like, holy shit, this escalated quickly.
Wow.
Because it really did. He was one step and then over the bar.
Yeah.
And into this guy, and they were rolling around. Just and it was a busy bar. It was a crowded place. And again, John and I, being relatively large format individuals, were kind of like, holy cow, like, this can't sustain itself. We should stop this. And we get in the middle of it and start pulling people apart.
And then one of them was the manager who yelled at me. He's like, don't pull me off. I'm like, I don't know who you are. Like,
no, I thought he came over from the front because he was kind of working the door. And he saw us in the middle of it and started thinking that we were the instigators.
It was a mess. God.
It was just a giant, like all fights.
Yeah.
It was a giant.
We were innocent.
Chaotic mess. And like all fights, we were innocent.
Wow.
And I stayed friends with that bartender. He still works there. He just had a child.
Yeah, I thought wasn't he like an actor or something?
Yeah, he is an actor. He's a very talented, he did some voice work. His name is Todd Denson, and he's wonderful. And
shout out to Todd Denson for keeping the peace.
Yeah, I love that, just being like ready to like
taking no guff, but keeping the peace.
You're at Birds, you're keeping the peace on Franklin Village.
Keeping it safe for everybody. I mean, that's what I thought. You know, hey, we're all there to have a nice time, maybe have a chicken wing or three.
We're all in this together, is the other thing.
We went to UCB, we laughed our asses off at Harold Knight, and now we're here.
Exactly.
We're gonna fucking,
It's called Ass Cat, not be an ass cat. Thank you.
Thank you. I once saw a guy get stabbed at a, there was this thing in Brooklyn called Bindle Stiff Family Circus, and this guy, there was this fight, and everybody cleared a big, you know, circle for these people fighting, and then this guy did this really, like, subtle thing. Nobody could tell what happened, and then ran really fast, and it turned out he stabbed this guy, and blood came out of this guy's mouth, and the guy, everybody took off. It was insane, and the fire department, like, guys were immediately there giving CPR to this guy, who eventually died. And then I saw online this guy, like, very recently, like 6 months ago, this guy had documented his time of witnessing that same crime and going to trial and having like four different, like being on the jury for a year of his life of this murder case.
Wow.
So he saw the same thing, and he was like, I can't believe I saw this. I witnessed this murder. I was called into the cops. Like, I could have easily been called into the cops and spent a year of my life on this jury. Like, it was just crazy. Wow. Like, I can't believe we saw the same thing.
Did you know either of the combatants?
No. It was apparently like a drug guy who was like crazy about heroin or something like that, and killed his
Most
friend.
People have pretty strong feelings about heroin. Yeah, one way
or
the other.
He was really crazy about it. He was like,
on board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on board with this heroin feeling.
Shout out to heroin, I guess, huh?
Lou Reed seemed to like it. He seemed cool, right?
So this is what you were talking about, this nice restaurant here.
Cara Restaurant used to be
kind of a dumpy hotel.
Oh, that was a hotel where Josh Fadem, I think, had a... No, that was the Ramada, like the Hollywood Ramada.
Oh, yeah,
Josh Fadem had
days.
A basement
that
show.
That was down Western, I've been to a few of those shows.
Oh, yeah, that was the first time I saw Brody Stevens, may he rest.
Hey, Brody.
One of the funniest things I've
Enjoy
ever
it.
Seen.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
He sounds like the singer from I'm on a Mexican Radio.
I'm going
I wish I was in Tijuana.
On the 818.
Just next time that song comes on, think of Brody.
Oh, man. You can't not.
Yeah.
You can't not. Ooh, this
Who is that
good
by? Oh, Wall of Voodoo.
It's Wall of Voodoo. Voodoo.
Guys.
Mexican Radio. I wish it was in Tijuana eating barbecued iguana.
Which they do eat.
Hey, by the way, I bet it's delicious.
I learned that from watching Night of the Iguana.
And check out a museum. You know, there's this great Funko Pop museum.
It's a fart van, not an art van.
Yeah.
I'm into Funko Pop. That's my level of art.
That's your level
of art. One magic eye posters.
Piece of tape away from
You're like, I can't believe they did the Game of Thrones. Wow. The Night King. Yeah. You're so stoked.
When did those become a thing, the Funko Pops?
I'm sure there's a few of you, right?
I have a couple of them.
Yeah.
I think I've got it. Obviously, there's a Draper.
I feel like that
there
was like...
There might be a Cyclone.
That was like 2015, 2016, when people were like...
Oh, I think before that.
Really? Okay.
Well, yeah. I spent some time working at the WB Network, and I remember they made some for the Buffy cast. And I was like, oh, we've made it because Funko's doing Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
So that far back.
Oh, really? That's a long time.
I could be wrong, but that's how I remember it.
I remember them being around at the beginning of Mad Men, and that was 2005. So I guess, you know, hey, look.
Are they bobbleheads, or they just
no,
look
they
like
just are kind of that they specific look like kind it. Of anime.
Why is no one
Congrats to whoever came up with that, because that's...
The horn?
the car horn.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Henry
Ford. It was Alan Horn.
Alan Horn.
He went on to go to...
Run Warner Brothers.
Yeah. And he has a daughter who's an actor. Yeah.
Lena Horn was an early adopter, but she didn't get the credit.
Hers is like a beep-beep.
Yeah, hers is like a...
Yeah.
There's a guy here in this park at Griffith Park who gives massages. And I really want to get it one day.
Yeah.
I hope you get it one day, John.
You know?
One day I hope you really get it.
What kind of massage do you want, John?
Well, it's in a chair. It'd be like an airport massage.
The guy right there that was there?
You saw him?
Yeah, he was in the chair.
I'm going to try it.
I love an airport massage at that express spa. Oh.
Yeah, or like a car wash, a leather chair that massages you.
Yeah, rocking up the hill in the Oaks, passing by the Hardwick Mansion, up through the...
Is there a Hardwick Mansion?
Well, he used to be. Mansion? I think he moved. Do they still have that place?
I think he lives in the Hearst Castle now.
I think they're in Pasadena.
He doesn't live in the Hearst Castle, but he has full access, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my God. He can come all over the place.
Exactly.
Come wherever he wants.
That's exactly what I meant.
And you know he is.
Gloria's little friend Greta lives in this house.
Greta.
This black and white one?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Nice. I've definitely done this. This is one of my favorite houses, this little Japanese number.
Yeah, I love
that. I like
that
house.
That is cool. Do we turn right?
We have not.
We just happened to follow the rules because it's three jumps.
This is a straight on the road. The road happens to bear right. That doesn't
mean we're turning. I've done this. This is heading back towards my house.
It's a gorgeous day.
And here I am turning left, and that's fair.
Beautiful left.
I know. Great, great neighborhood. We picked well, John, you and I.
I feel happy with our choice.
Beautiful maple trees here on Live Oak, which just seems
gorgeous.
Like a conundrum, but that's okay. You can have different trees.
Guess whose house this is?
No one
it used to be. Kevin,
this one up here?
Mr. Kevin Spacey.
Oh, I thought it was Kevin Meaney. Remember him?
Kevin Meaney, the Boston
comic. That's not right.
Cheesecake folks are coming. We'll party tonight. I didn't know that's where he lived.
Yeah, that was it. And it's now owned by someone. I'll tell you later because I don't want to dox her.
Oh, no.
She lives in a house full of the ghosts.
Ghosts.
Space. Hopefully there's a lot of sage involved.
They call those space. Yeah. Do they call those space ghosts?
Space ghosts.
I wonder.
The ghosts of space.
Oh, dear.
We have fun.
No, us.
Space ghosts.
Wow, spacey ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, these are nice Christmas decorations.
I like them. Seems a little DIY. I like them.
Yep.
This was cool because John gave us a favorite drive, too, that was, like, specific to him and wasn't, like, one of these famous drives.
Right.
That was a cool thing.
Oh, this little doggy has one eye.
Oh, one-eyed dog.
Sometimes
so
that's
cute.
All you need.
That's all you need.
Yeah, that's all dogs need. They're mostly nose. Nosers.
What, we got a Varney over here?
Yep, Janet Varney. We're passing her house.
Classic. Shout out. Sketchfest.
We got a Pine. We got a Varney. So many bold-faced names in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Pine?
Christy Pine.
Nice. Brad Pitt moved away.
No longer a Pitt.
Ryan Gosling moved away.
Gosling out.
Ham is now the hottest.
I know. I'm on.
So you're number one.
I cracked the top three.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, you, Josh Groban.
The Grobes is around the corner. I think we have a Mara or two.
She moved.
Oh, she moved.
Dang. This was her house. I don't know where they moved.
Well, the most famous person in the neighborhood gets to hold the Christmas. You kind of host the Christmas.
Yeah,
party,
you become sort of de facto Santa Claus, which is fine.
Okay, and again, this is. I know what to do here.
Oh, I know what you do.
Yes.
Oh,
because this is a turn.
This is not the same turn.
Street.
We cannot do that.
So I can turn this way.
Watch this, though.
Just keep turning. Keep turning.
Three lefts do make a right.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. What a loop-de-loop. Gorgeous work.
Beautiful trees.
We have dash cams.
Hollywood signs.
I know. Ham Daly wants to do a dash cam, and I'm telling him I'm camera shy, and I'm I'm already.
Oh, like this?
Yeah.
I think you should do it that way.
Dash cam both ways.
To prove that you never make a.
There are ones that go both ways.
That's how I feel. That's fine. If it's mostly that way.
Yeah, it's mostly. It'll be mostly that way. I know you don't like to be on camera, but.
And also, I have other people. Like, most people I know listen to podcasts and don't watch them. It's, what a smartless hand.
No, but most smartless people, is, most people both. Watch smartless. That's the thing. Do most people watch Rogan. Yeah, people are watching podcasts. Mm.
What's this?
Now, I think a lot of people should watch Rogan, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Hey, he's a pretty dumb guy.
Well, I have to turn the lights.
He's not a smart person.
No. Oh, you do.
I do. It's okay. I can just do a little.
Watch this.
Turn around. Go. We're
not going to dox John. But
we're not going to dox him
on a street.
Watch this though.
Beautiful street.
And we're gonna maybe we'll see a we'll give a little nod to the former Pee Wee Herman up here.
Oh,
that's where we need to make a couple more lefts.
Paul Rubens' house.
Shea Rubens.
Yeah, I think we can say that.
Oh, man.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. He's a lovely, lovely man.
The
beautiful beginning of a trail right here. And then
is that a hike?
We begin the Holly Weird sign.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Oh, about crystal clear day. We missed the rainbow by 2 days. What a glorious
a
day
rainbow.
That was.
Ham sent me a picture of a rainbow taken from his toilet.
I did.
Wow.
I gotta say, it's a red letter day when you can see a rainbow from your toilet. Am I wrong?
Sew it on a pillow.
That's why I shit outdoors, guys.
Ayo.
That's why my toilet is outdoors.
My toilet is outdoors.
Wow, this was such a nice little diversion. So this is a beautiful, just a beautiful area here.
One left. And then another left. And then, look at the beautiful cacti.
It's a very beautiful
it's
area.
A nice spot.
I remember I used to live just down the hill from this. And our friend and former guest, Adam Scott's wife, was driving up here to look at something. It was before they had this good railing. And
oh,
she had the kids in the car. And she said she almost backed off and, went all the way down.
Oh,
this is a very steep hill here.
Very steep hill. And a very nice railing.
I think
railing.
About it every time I come up
here. I didn't know that. Because this is a private road. They must have paid a pretty penny to put this railing in. Huh?
Well, they have to pay for it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they... It's...
It would be if this didn't have a railing, it would be insane.
It would be very scary.
The steepest cliff.
It had one, but it was like wood.
Is that your petanque court? No.
No, it would just be a little bit below.
Oh, look at this guy.
Wow, he's great. That guy's doing everything right.
That guy looks like a fucking...
He's got the kind of hair that makes you look like you're running fast.
I want that hair.
Bald man,
Adam Levine's old house.
Yep.
He had some fun parties
there.
We
call that one Maroon 5.5 right there.
Adam Levine. I've been to his his Halloween party.
That's
Maroon
5
parties. Wow. Well, it was at the Sportsman's Lodge, I believe. They took over the entire Sportsman's Lodge by the time I was going.
That sounds right.
One in Atwater.
I only got invited because we shared
in North Hollywood.
Property line.
I met Courtney Love there.
Ooh.
And I took acid, and I was like, oh, no, this is
a bad combination.
I can't believe I'm talking to you.
I wish I would have done one of these two things.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, now we're back down the hill.
Oh, guys, we have done it successfully.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I like that Bronco.
Beautiful
the Broncos
green.
Are nice.
Beautiful green. I drove one. I loved it.
Nice. Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
Are you allowed?
Snowy Calgary.
Oh, you rented
it? Yeah?
It was rented for me, so I had no decision in the matter, but it was
so that's,
beautiful.
Where they shoot Fargo? Or?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Great.
Again, we end where we began.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And here we are.
Here we are at
top of the hill.
You want to go steal that recycling bin again?
Yeah, I probably should. Steal it.
Buddy, thank you very much. Anything you want to plug?
No. Thanks, guys.
Oh, thank you,
thanks
buddy.
So much
lots
for doing
of love.
It.
Johnny,
I'll
good
see
to
you
see
in
you.
Poker.
Good to see you
buddy.
Tonight, Mr. Shrades.
Later.
You want to get in front?
Yeah. Let's open the door, pal.
Let's open the door, huh?
Yeah.
Come on. Open the door.
All right.
Thank you.
See you guys. Take care,
see
buddy.
You, pal. Thank you.
Later.
What a piece of shit.
Bad guy. A bad guy.
He didn't even say thank you for the coffee.
Yeah, what a fucking piece of shit.